Eva.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Speaking.
Hi, good afternoon. I hope your day is going well. My name is George. I'm with Restorify, calling to speak with you about a brand new opportunity we have. This call is being recorded for quality. We are a part of the Intoxlock brand. The reason for my call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
I am. What is the cost of that?
Pardon?
I am aware of what that is. What is the cost of that?
It's only $99, our service. What we do, though, first thing we do is the pre-screening. This part is completely free and private. What we do is we send the information, and in 1 to 2 days, we send you an email informing you if you passed the pre-screening or not. But this part is free. Now, after you passed, we'll walk you through the second process and I'll let you know detail and more detail and start your request for the expungement. Then we check first to see if you're eligible or not. To be honest with you,
what are the requirements?
Well, how many DUIs do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Just the one.
Okay. Is it a felony, a misdemeanor, or a gross misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor.
Okay. In this case, you might pass the pre-screening, which is free. Okay. But we got to check first to see. I'm going to be honest with you. Most people do not pass the pre-screening, okay, which is free and it's completely private. But if you do pass, I do suggest that you take advantage because this is a one-time, you know, opportunity. And if you're really, you know, looking for a new job or a better place to live, you might consider this expungement. And like I mentioned earlier, our service is only $99. And all I need is just an email so I can sign you up and send the information. And we'll let you know in 1 to 2 days if you pass or not the pre-screening.
All right.
May I please have your email?
It's my first and last name, Amanda Dietre,
okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay,
yep.
Just one moment, please. Let me just recap on your name. That would be spelled A-M-A-N-D-A, last name D as in David, E-T as in Tango, R-A-Y, @yahoo.com.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yep, all one
name. Thank you. May I please have just your date of birth?
June 29th, 1985.
Okay. And the best number to contact you is the one that we're talking on now, 349-8830.
Correct.
Okay. Now, just to let you know, like I mentioned earlier, it takes 1 to 2 days for the screening to come back, and we'll send you an email notification letting you know if you passed or not. Now, if you do pass, when we call you, we'll go over the process and how it works in more detail to get you started for success, okay? But let's check and see if your screening comes back, okay?
All right.
What time is more convenient for us to contact you?
Well, I guess
Monday through Friday, like 9 o'clock
Monday
or maybe 3
Friday.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know, really any time on. I start work at 8, but I'm pretty flexible, so maybe, you know, any time between like noon and 4:30. Would be good.
Noon and 4:30, okay. And this is Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll make a note of that, Monday through Friday. Thank you so much. Well, we'll let you know if you pass the pre-screening in 1 to 2 days, and thank you so much for choosing Restorify, Amanda. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Okay, I mean, I guess the only last question I have is this is a screening. This isn't like a credit check or anything like that, right?
No, ma'am. This is just to check and see if your DWI, if it's expungible or not in the state of Minnesota.
And I think it has to be like 2 years or something like that, or is it 5 or 2?
Excuse me?
I think it's after 2 years you can file for an expungement, I thought it was.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And that was in, like, 2019, so it should be.
Oh, yes, that should give you enough time to ask for the expungement.
Yep.
That should be perfect. More than enough time, yes. Okay.
I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, all right. Yeah, I was just wondering, and like I was asking about the credit because I'm actually, I'm about to close on a loan anyway, so I don't want anyone running my credit again, you know, since I've had to do it so many times for this house. So.
Yes. No, but this is not for no credit check. Even though,
right.
If you do pass the pre-screening and the judge gives you the expungement, this means that potential employers, landlords, and other members of the public will not be able to access your record. And that means that potential employers, will be, wanting to, hire you. And actually, you will be able to, you will be able to have a credit check or ask for a loan. I can't remember very well, but it will help you with either one. For a loan or for a legit credit check, something like that. I just can't remember because this is lots of information, But
yeah,
let's check
enough.
First. Okay. Well, let's check, see if you passed the pre-screening. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Nope, that's all I was wondering. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Amanda. Have a great evening.
Yeah. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.